This chamber has supported this bill a number of times in previous legislative sessions, but we have yet to see the measure cross the finish line and be signed into law. Given the support we've seen in the past, I'm optimistic that this year will finally give our nurse practitioners and the thousands of patients they serve the legislative victory that they deserve. This is an issue that transcends partisan lines because it focuses entirely on ensuring quality health care access for patients with the most extraordinary needs. It offers the promise of expanded access to care and better patient outcomes without increasing the cost to consumers, the goal that the Scranton Times Tribune once called the holy grail of the public policy debate of our age. Across the state and throughout the nation, we face a healthcare crisis that shows no sign of easing. Over the past decade, crippling healthcare costs have weighed down employers, state budgets, and middle-class families. As more patients pour onto our Medicaid rolls, there are fewer and fewer doctors ready and willing to treat them. The challenge is not exclusive to new patients. Even existing Medicaid patients face the prospect of being turned away by their doctors. Rural communities like mine have been hit the hardest. Many patients in my district, including Beaver, Greene, and Washington counties, face travel times measured in hours, not minutes, for critical appointments if they can find someone to treat them at all. Congress is hopelessly deadlocked on the future of healthcare in this country. Waiting for D.C. to fix this crisis is simply not an option. We have an army of experienced, knowledgeable, qualified nurse practitioners who are ready to fill the growing demand for services. And studies have proven that healthcare outcomes for patients treated by certified nurse practitioners are every bit as good as patients treated by doctors. They do not lack the experience, the training, or the know-how to treat patients. The only thing they lack is the legal authority to do the job in their specialty on their own. That is what we need to change. I'm thankful to be joined in this effort, not only by a number of dedicated lawmakers, but also some of the most passionate, devoted advocates that I've had the pleasure of meeting throughout my time in the Senate. Senator Lisa Buscola has played a critical role in helping to get the bill through the Senate in multiple sessions, and her leadership on this issue is deeply appreciated. 22 states, the District of Columbia, and every VA in our nation benefits from the practice of authorized nurse practitioners. Additionally, we've gotten the support of a number of statewide and national advocacy organizations, such as the Hospital and Health System Association of Pennsylvania, the National Academy of Medicine, AARP, Pennsylvania Rural Health Association, the National Governors Association, the Pennsylvania Organization of Nurse Leaders, Penn Medicine, the University of Pennsylvania Health System, and many, many, many more. While many of these organizations and individuals have been in the public face of the issue, the real leaders are the thousands of nurse practitioners and advocates who have made their voices heard on this issue through the years. Every year, we pack the Capitol Rotunda for a nurse practitioners rally in support of full practice authority, and I ask you to join me in making next year's rally a celebration of what we have accomplished for patients instead of another call to action for lawmakers. Lastly, full practice authority is the right thing to do for patients, for underserved communities, and for the dedicated and hardworking nurses who serve them. I urge my colleagues to cast an affirmative vote on Senate Bill 25.